Thank you. A number of previous speakers on the panels today have proposed to amend the title of this conference in various ways, and I'll be one of them too. I think that there must be a very important difference that should be made between Russia and Putin. The title of this conference is Between Europe and Russia. I think it would be much more accurate to rename it Between Europe and Putin, because Russia and Putin are absolutely not the same. Sure, there is a Russia represented by the likes of Mr. Putin, Mr. Lushkov, Mr. Zhirinovsky, Mr. Grizlov, all of whom have already been mentioned here today. But there is another Russia, too. Hundreds of Muscovites who marched outside the Russian Foreign Ministry on Sunday with orange banners, with banners reading, Putin, hands off the Ukraine. That is Russia as well. Politicians, journalists, writers who signed an open letter to President Putin, I think you have it in your conference documents, demanding that he respect the free will of the Ukrainian people. That is Russia as well. And thousands of people who came out last month to Pushkinskaya Square in Moscow to protest against the war in Chechnya, that is a sign of a very different Russia, not the ruling bureaucracy, but of the civil society. The Russian democratic opposition has been very unequivocal from the beginning of the events in the Ukraine. We are actively supporting the Ukrainian democratic movement and its protest against the stolen election. In fact, the leader of the opposition in Russia, Boris Nemtsov, has spent several days and nights together with Mr. Yushchenko's supporters on Independence Square in Kiev. And we are very clear in this because we know exactly what is at stake in this election in the Ukraine. We do not believe, as many have suggested, that this is a geopolitical choice between East and West. We do not believe this is a choice between two different personalities. We think it's a very different choice, a very clear choice, and a very political choice between two different systems, democratic and authoritarian. We in Russia know something about historic elections. In 1996, in the presidential election, we faced a choice between Boris Yeltsin, who was supported by the democratic forces, and Gennady Zyuganov, the nominee of the unreformed Stalinist Communist Party. And as you remember back then, President Yeltsin won, but he won by a margin of 3% in the first ballot and then by 13% in a runoff. And once again in 2000, we faced a choice between democracy and Vladimir Putin. And although exit polls and unofficial results showed that Putin failed to gain the necessary margin for a victory in the first round, he was officially declared the winner, and the rest, as they say, is history. We are confident that if Mr. Yanukovych comes to power in the Ukraine, he will do exactly as Mr. Putin did in Russia. And we know only too well what Mr. Putin did in Russia in the past 5 years now. He transformed what was basically a democracy, although there was problems, of course, but basically a democracy with a genuine multi-party competition and vibrant independent mass media, into a classic authoritarian system, where all political and economic power is concentrated in one ruler, parliament is a rubber stamp, election results are known in advance, all mass media are muzzled and controlled by the government, and opponents of the regime end up in prison or exile. We do not want this to happen to our Ukrainian neighbors. Mr. Putin, Mr. Lushkov, Mr. Grizlov, all of them, they like saying all the time that the Ukrainians are bratsky narod, a brother people for Russians. Well, we believe that too, but we want this to be a brotherhood in freedom and democracy, not in tyranny and corruption. And this is why we're supporting the Ukrainian Democrats today. Russian liberals have this very long and, in my view, very honorable tradition of supporting national liberation movements. At the beginning of the 20th century, one of the main demands of the Russian Constitutional Democratic Party was autonomy for Poland. In August 1968, seven brave Russian dissidents came out in Red Square in Moscow to protest against the invasion of Czechoslovakia, with banners reading, Za našu i vašu svobodu, for freedom, yours and ours. In January 1991, when Soviet leadership sent tanks to crush the independence movement in Lithuania, thousands of people in Moscow came out to demonstrate with Lithuanian flags, and Boris Yeltsin himself turned up to the meeting of the Russian parliament with a small Lithuanian flag on his lapel. And so today, we are clearly and unequivocally supporting the Ukrainian Democrats. And we ourselves, the Russian opposition, is currently preparing for the national elections, parliamentary elections in 2007 and presidential vote in 2008. And we are very hopeful today. We're hopeful because for the first time in many years, the Russian Democrats are united. We are hopeful, too, because according to the recent opinion polls, public opinion is turning against Putin. I can give you just a couple of examples from the Levada Center, which is considered one of the most trustworthy Russian public opinion poll centers. In a recent poll, in fact, last month, conducted by the Levada Center, Putin's approval rating stood at 39%, his lowest on record. Of course, you remember that it was over 60% earlier this year. 48% say they would oppose a third term for Putin, which is currently being discussed. 73% say they completely oppose making Putin president for life, as has also been suggested by some Russian politicians in the past year. We're also hopeful because for us Russians, symbolism is very important. Symbols are very important. And there's a new fashion in Moscow these past few days. Thousands of people, thousands of car drivers are putting small orange ribbons on their car windows in a silent protest and solidarity with the free people of Ukraine. And we are confident today that in 2 weeks' time, freedom will triumph in Ukraine. And we're also confident that in the not-so-distant future, freedom will come to our own country too. Nadia suggested next year in Moscow. Well, I'm not sure about that, but 2008 Moscow, who knows? Thank you.